The briefing, organised by the UN Alliance of Civilizations, brought together victims, advocates and individuals working in Syria and Iraq on behalf of women and girls enslaved by ISIL fighters. An estimated 550,000 Yazidis were forced to flee their homes around the Sinjar Mountains in August 2014 after the militant Islamists of ISIL attacked their ancestral area and captured thousands of women and girls. It became clear immediately that there was a plan to enslave and sexually abuse them, said Yazidi professor Kider Domle, who set up a rescue operation that's freed hundreds over the past year. He described one chilling story he'd been told by a girl who escaped.
He have a family and he's married two women and he take a girl's 16 years as a for the sexual slavery. She say the family, they are very happy. They told me it is your punishment because you are Yazidi. We are still around 3,000 women and children in the hand of those barbarians.
He praised the work of many in the room to help care for the young victims of ISIL. But for the thousands of women and girls still trapped, much more needed to be done.
It's become over a year. We feel we become forgotten. There are a lot of things done till now by Yazidis, by Kurdish governments to support, especially the women who escaped. There are a lot of NGOs working, but nothing's been done how we can take those 3,000 women and children from ISIS.
The market price for Yazidi victims indicated just how severe the problem of sexual slavery had become in ISIL territory, he concluded.
The cheaper one, there are video they recorded, it was $10 for a woman. We are in the 21st century, so woman, she's been sold by $10. Woman, she's been sold by $40 like Bazi, she's sitting here.
Bazi, not her real name, was one Yazidi survivor who was determined to recount her story of slavery and rape. Her face covered entirely by a veil in the UN conference room, she said it was essential for the truth to come out. Her words were translated.
I thank God that I was able to free myself and to run away. And it's been months that I'm back, but I don't feel that I'm back and out of their hands because I have many, many other girls that are still captured by them. I know what's happening to them, so I don't feel myself that I'm freed yet.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.